Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Patriots get a win yesterday, 38-31 in Chicago. They were without Rob Gronkowski. And so everybody else became more important. Julian Edelman becomes more important. Josh Gordon became more important. The offense loses Sony Michel.
Gordon looks strong.
You've got James White becoming more important. How many catches there yesterday, Hardy? The item you just had?
Four.
Yeah, four. How many yards?
100.
A couple of big ones, including that fourth down grab, which was, I believe, his best catch as a Patriot. Better than that touchdown he had against the Colts.
Yep.
That was his greatest catch.
Oh, the one where he landed on his face?
Yes.
The helmet popped off?
Yep. That was an awesome catch. So, he's important to this team all of a sudden, right? They need him. He was needed yesterday. They had to rely on him yesterday. I sort of think back to what he was saying a couple of weeks ago, which is that for him, it's nice to not be the focal point of the offense.
Hey, Josh, you know, back in 2013, you had such a great year statistically, and you were, you know, a large, large part of the offense. What's your impression looking around this offense when you have Brady and Gronk and Edelman and James White and Sony Michel? Is it comfortable for you to be kind of a part of the machine instead of the whole engine?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's a relief, if anything. I mean, you kind of get to sit back a little bit and watch everybody do their own thing, but make sure not to forget that you're also a part of this, you know. So when my opportunity presents itself and my number gets called, I'm going to go out there and give 100%, you know, just like everybody else.
So as he said, it was a relief
to
not have to be the guy that's counted on all the time.
Pressure.
Well, pressure. There's a total, you know, relief of that pressure when he's not the sole focus. And
but that fourth down catch.
I don't think he's the sole focus of this offense.
Yeah, the fourth down catch, that's the one. That's the type of catches he made in Cleveland, where he just elevates and goes up and just strength. Just, I am so much stronger than the guy that's covering me that I'm just going to rip it away from him.
Talent aside, because it's always he's always been a talented guy, and I don't think anyone has said that he's not talented or isn't a great receiver, because you'd be stupid to say that. But now all of a sudden he's needed. Now all of a sudden there's pressure again.
I want
because
more.
On fourth down, Josh, we got to look to you now.
He's leaving.
Because we know how
more.
Good you are.
Yeah. Like that play yesterday, too, and the one where he catches it, he just bounces off guys. Like, it's like little boys trying to tackle a man. And he didn't have his football legs. He doesn't have his football legs yet. You could tell that. Like, I'm like, Jesus, he's not even running. And he still made it down inside the five. He should have scored on that.
He's doing what good players do, which is they bury their injuries and don't talk about them. That hamstring is still bothering him. That's just my opinion.
He's not cutting it loose.
I don't know anything. I'm just telling you that that's my assessment of it.
And wait until the back shoulder stuff comes along the sideline. That's where he becomes unstoppable.
Okay, so are we entering a territory where all of a sudden you feel that pressure again and that relief that you got when coming here and there being little expectation for him in the first few weeks? There wasn't much, you know, expected of him when he walked through the door.
Well, what did you have yesterday? You didn't have your tight end.
Right. That's sort of my point.
That's the key. So if you got tight end and if you got 11 and they're both healthy, he's able to blend and do what he needs to do.
Okay, but what if someone isn't healthy? What if Gronk's back injury causes him to miss a little bit of time over the course of the season?
And do that what you did yesterday.
Right, and now all of a sudden you've got pressure again.
Right. Is it really pressure?
And is that where you worry? What if he just becomes a fully functioning member of the offense?
You know where I start to worry?
And there's
when
a pressure
starts
for him to go out and consistently perform.
He starts
every
dropping.
Week, even if he's not the guy, right?
Here's
because
what
it's hard if you've got the other two healthy. But what if there's just the pressure to go out and consistently do your job and be a guy who produces for the offense every week?
Yep. I mean, Here's where I would start to worry. If he starts to line up on the wrong side and you got to call timeouts, you got Brady's freaking out, trying to move him, or somebody's yelling at him. Haven't seen that yet. Or tell me where he goes across the middle and he drops
again,
him.
I'm not worried about the pressure impacting him on the field. That's never been the issue. I'm worried about the pressure of the performance all of a sudden impacting him off the field.
I'm worried about
where
the bye
he
week.
Gets into another situation like the many times he was in a bad off-field situation in Cleveland. Are we entering that territory because now we have expectations
I don't know.
For Josh Gordon?
It's a whole new landscape for him, too, because tell me when they won. When did Cleveland ever win? When were they ever a winner? You put him in this environment, and maybe he sees something and a light goes on for him. That's what you have to hope for. I don't know that.
God, yeah, but the maybe that. Is what you're worried about.
Well, what?
It's the maybe.
That's what it is, but that's part of the risk you take. You get guys like Edelman saying, thank you, Cleveland. This kid is just... He's a freak.
Yeah, and that makes me think they're going to rely on him more and more and more, and the risk goes up.
Worry pants over.
There's more pressure on winners than there are losers.
I'm not worried about the pressure on him specifically. I'm worried that if he goes off the deep end, the Patriots' offense is screwed. That's what I'm worried about.
As long as you have 87-11, you're fine. Then insert Dorsett, and he does his
role. So they don't need him then, you're saying?
I think he is a luxury right now. He's an absolute luxury.
Yesterday he wasn't. He wasn't a luxury yesterday. That's why I'm bringing this up today.
Josh Gordon
was not some sort of little toy that you get to play with and you know,
nobody
look
else
at yesterday.
Could, nobody else could do what
nice
he did on those two catches.
Nice little luxury.
You don't have anybody
yesterday,
on that team that could do what he did on those two catches.
Not some neat little luxury yesterday. He was a guy they needed to win the game. And he performed. And he stepped up. And he did a great job.
That was his best game yet as a Patriot. Yep. Without a doubt. Just keep building. Keep feeding him. Perfect week this week, Buffalo. Get him going more. Throw him 10 balls. Let him start believing in something. And then you got Tennessee and Green Bay after that. Then you get to the bye. Like Jim said, you worry at the bye. I worry at the bye.
Hey, we got more breaking news.
Oh, my God.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ian Rappaport from NFL Network says, sources... Patriots running back Sony Michel's knee injury is not considered serious following his MRI. His timetable isn't clear, but this is pretty good news for their impressive rookie runner. He still could miss time, but if he does, it may not be much.
That's big. You called it, Beetle.
Called it! Called it!
Beetle called it.
He did.
That's big. Because you're getting Burkhead back, too. What was that, week 11? Week 12?
So there we go. Ian Rappaport.
Going to be a nice little B12 shot right in the arm.
Sources saying the MRI done, not considered a serious knee injury, not clear on the timetable, could miss time, but may not be much.
All right, that's good news for the Patriots.
Really good news.
Michel's knee injury not considered serious. Let's get to your calls on all of this coming up next.
All right.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kickoff by Parkey, left to right, to the 5-yard line. Handled by Patterson, left side, to the 10, to the 15, right to the 20, 25, 30.
Okay.
Avoids a hit, and he runs right to the 40.
Bye-bye.
Trying to outrun the kicker to the 45, 40. He will. He's in the clear. Goodbye, Cordero Patterson. Loose to the 10. A high five at the 5, and trotting into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Boy, that'll make up for fumbling earlier. Get your butt in the end zone. Too much showboating down there. He's still losing his football game.
Yeah.
But, man, when he's right and he hits a crease, you're not going to get him. And he just sidesteps one guy and just outruns the kicker. What a run.
95 yards in all. A high five at the 5-yard line from J.C. Jackson. I'm not sure Bill Belichick is going to like the way that play ended.
Yeah.
And the Patriots... with a much-needed boost by Patterson after his gaffe earlier.
I'd be classier than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rare condition this day and age. Are you playing this because of Chicago? Is that the connection we're making here?
Mm-hmm.
Or that because... Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or that these will be some family matters that are dealt with in-house... between Bill Belichick and Cordarrelle Patterson today?
Multiple meanings.
Although today's a day off for the players.
Victory Monday.
Victory Monday today. They're not going to... It's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Save the guys.
What an awful song.
Where'd you get that one from? Like VHS there? That sounds terrible.
Is that for your parents' house when you're taping it on your recorder?
Jesus. And then there's that yesterday, Cordero Patterson. What a dope. What are you doing?
Get excited. I don't know why.
I'm so irritated by that.
I am, though. You should be, because it's not like something we're used to. You get so excited for the play, because it's a great play, great kick return. And you cap it off with that five-yard stunt, where you're like, okay, we got to compliment the return, but then we got to rip the player for not handling it the right way, which we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here is an email from Justin today, who says, Beetle, come back to us. What happened to you, man? These days, you're sounding more and more like the Dark Knight.
Oh.
Why is it week in and week out you're constantly ripping players' characters? You're sounding more like Felger and Fred these days. You're calling players jackasses. But really, why are you judging players' character when we don't even know them?
Yeah, Beetle.
These players devote a lot of time to the community and helping others, and they should be having fun. It's friggin' football. Have you seen how other teams act around the league and celebrate compared to us?
How's it going for the Eagles right now?
I used to enjoy listening to you on the Felger and Maz show 5 years ago. But what happened to you? Come back to us, Beetle. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid. You sound like a Debbie D. Save Beetle. Justin.
Hashtag save Beetle.
All right, couple of things. When I say he's a jackass, I'm talking about as a football player. I'm not making a judgment on the guy's character. I don't know him. He might be the greatest guy in the world. Okay? He might be out doing all kinds of charitable things, helping others, helping the community. Yes, a lot of players do that. That's not going to stop me from saying he acted like a jackass in the game yesterday. Won't. Nope. Not going to stop it whatsoever. I'm not making a personal attack on his personal character. It's about his football character. As a player, what's in the public view, the job that we all watch, enjoy as our entertainment, and then criticize, mock, have fun with, enjoy, whatever it might be we do with sports, I'm not going after him personally.
Mm-hmm.
As a football player, the man acted like a jackass yesterday.
I'm only speaking
about him as a football player.
I don't think
I've called anybody else a jackass.
Okay, we got past that. So, Bill Bregman last week, Alex Bregman.
We should take that back, too. Let's take it back.
How come I didn't get any emails on that one, though?
Why didn't I get any emails
when I say that about Alex Bregman?
He's for the other team.
Oh, he's on the other team. I get it.
Don't say it about Machado this
Just
series.
Don't say that Manny Machado is a dirty, filthy player, and that he's a clown.
You.
Don't say that.
I got your back on that one. I'll correct you on that.
Right. Don't say those things.
Here's what I loved about Patterson yesterday. His post game, when he's trying to have fun with the Hightower block, punt, scoop, and score, those big guys fall over and they can't pick the ball up because they're so big and they just fall down. We got Bambi on skates over here on trying to run a screen on a jet sweep. He can't keep his feet.
Right.
And he's ripping Hightower for not staying on his feet. Not ripping them, but trying to have fun with the guy.
Right.
And they're all breaking each other's balls.
So you know how Van Noy, one of Van Noy's big things. He's going to be on the show this week?
We got Van Noy this week.
Yes. Nice, coming off his touchdown.
Actually, might have him in person tomorrow.
One of Van Noy's big things, keeping everybody accountable, right? Like, he loves to come back to the media and throw stuff in their face. Mm-hmm. I think it's great, right? He does it all the time. I would go over to Patterson's locker with like a thumb drive or a disc or something, however they can get a copy of the play. And I'd go over to him and say, Oh, the big guys are stumbling?
Yeah.
Here, I want you to take a look at this.
Remember Jacksonville when you would have hit your head?
And then when he plugs that into his computer or, puts the disc in a DVD player, whatever it might be, it's a play of Patterson trying to catch a screen pass and falling down on his ass 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. That's what I would show him.
We were excited for Hightower, coming in, stepping up big. Wish he would have scored a touchdown, but, as them big guys, they never could do the right thing. So, yeah, I wish falling the triple of yourself, so.
I'm pretty sure that Van Noy wasn't the guy that fumbled in the game yesterday. Could be just me. I don't recall him fumbling the football.
No, Van Noy was the guy he ran into.
I remember him picking up a ball and running with it. He lost grip on it at first. But he picked it up and ran for a touchdown. That all happened in the game. Right? Okay, good. Just checking.
I was there.
Just checking. Checking on all of that. 617-779-0985. The other comments were ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous post game yesterday.
Let's rip some calls off.
Okay. Who do you want to go to? Is there someone you see there piquing your interest a little bit?
Let's go to Steve.
Steve is in Providence. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to quickly touch on the Josh Gordon comment. Maybe I'm looking at things through rose-colored glasses, whatever, but, he acted like a jerk back in Cleveland. there was a lot of pressure on him. He was the only guy to go to. Obviously didn't play too much football. I kind of feel like there's like a line that gets towed in the Patriots locker room for all of the players. And this isn't really so much pressure. It's more like responsibility. And I don't know. The way he talks on the media, the way he's been playing, the way he's been practicing, just feels like he's handling the pressure. Yep. He's not the only guy. He won't be the only guy. But, yeah, the Pats are going to lean on him a little bit more.
I mean, real quick here, too. I mean, look how Chris Hogan had to deal with the pressure of being a number one or a number two when, you know, personnel doesn't work out or guys get hurt. All of a sudden you're thrust into that spot and somebody gets suspended. Now all of a sudden you're playing out of position. I think it's going to be fine as long as Gronkowski and Edelman are there because he can pick his spots. They're slowly feeding him is what they're doing. You can see it even in the press conferences. It's three questions and out. There's a reason for that. They don't want any scrums at the locker. They're going to control the message. They're going to control the podium. It's three, right. 1, 2, 3, boom, out, hide him.
Right. You know, he wasn't the only guy.
I'm sure he has a great support group.
We all admit that, though, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't the only guy. Jarvis Landry's there. Jarvis Landry's pretty damn good. Antonio Callaway looks like a rookie who can actually play.
Yeah.
I know he's got a little problem.
Some pieces. They got a nice tight end. What's his name? Akunwa?
Njoku.
Njoku?
Yeah, David Njoku. Yeah. I screw it up every time.
I know.
Njoku? I got it right?
Nakuja.
Yeah, that's right. You got it right.
Yeah, David Njoku.
Njoku?
David Njoku.
And like there's an E, like an E before the N? That's
that's how I say it.
UN. Njoku.
Sudoku. I say Njoku. Njoku. Oh, no, I'm screwing it up now. Mm. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, they put him on the jugs machine in camp.
Yeah.
When he missed a drop the pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That'll fix the problem. Cam is in town. Hey, Cam.
Cam.
How's it going, guys? I have a serious question here. Why is Dwayne Allen on this team? But he doesn't even block well.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, maybe I'm still thinking about last year.
He's been killing people this year.
He's not bad.
He had tough spots last year, and then he got his head out of his ass after the Tampa game.
He's only bad when you expect him to make catches. Yeah. That's when he's bad.
Right.
Right, but it's like they've been trying to replace this two tight end thing ever since Hernandez went to Walpole.
Mm.
So I mean, you had Tim Wright, at least he caught touchdowns. Chandler, at least he caught touchdowns. Allen, I mean, is that catch earlier this year his only reception in a Patriots uniform when he fell on his ass?
Yeah, he caught a couple last year. Caught a couple at the end of the year last year.
Cam, this is what Hollister is for, but he's hurt.
Yeah. Hollister's disappointed. I mean, disappointing. You know, this is a kid that should be getting some reps right now. You know, a good spot for him. He can catch the ball. He's pretty athletic. Just his size, I think, is a detriment to him. Sort of gets banged around and gets hurt a lot. Allen's been blocking really, really good this year. He really has. You watch him in a run game, he gets a great push. He's trimmed down. He took a pay cut. I mean, I don't know what else you want him to do.
Jim found us something on David Njoku.
Out of the shotgun. Here's Mayfield back to pass. Baker looking. Baker throwing. Left corner of the end zone. Up in the air. It's caught. Left corner. David Njoku. Touchdown.
What? I haven't heard it said that way.
David Njoku.
Njoku?
Njoku.
David Njoku? Okay. Maybe we're totally wrong.
The left side. Coming in motion is Ratley. Out of the shotgun. Here's Mayfield
the whole
back
game,
to
huh?
pass. Baker looking. Baker throwing. Left Intensity. Corner in the end zone. Up in the air. It's caught. Left corner. David Njoku. Touchdown.
Gets excited. He's had a lot of excitement there. Think about it. You know. Now you get Mayfield there.
So it's really Njoku.
Is it Njoku?
I heard Njoku.
Njoku.
Njoku?
Njoku.
I thought it would be Njoku.
To pass. Baker
matter?
Looking. Baker throwing. Left corner of the end zone. Up in the air. It's caught. Left corner. David Njoku.
Njoku. Okay. I'll go with that guy.
The letter N. It's like a middle initial.
Yeah. Njoku. Allen in California.
Hi, Allen.
Hey, I got a question. First of all, everybody in the NFL this year sucks except for the Rams and the Chiefs. But I have a question for Zoe.
Yeah.
Remember a few years ago, when Crennel was the defensive coach, they used to whip the balls in. I don't know if it was with a jug machine or something where they were just whipping the balls in. And so these guys got really good with their hands.
Where do they whip the balls? Defense?
What's your thoughts on that? Are they still doing that?
I'm confused to where they whip the balls. He's defensive coordinator.
I'm talking about like the defensive linemen and the linebackers and the
They all have the ability to go play with the balls on the jug machine.
Yeah, they were just whip the balls in at like 100 miles an hour, and these guys got really battle-tested.
Right. I mean, I think the more you fire balls at someone at a high speed, the easier are you to deflect the balls or catch the balls.
Do you get more or
depends
less,
how many balls you have coming at you once.
Let's say it's two.
Do you get more or less comfortable if you're using
two hands?
Do you get more or less comfortable doing it if you're using a jug machine?
Jugs.
You're just now picking up on that part of
it. Yeah.
He's such a football meathead that he doesn't even pick up on
the jugs
part of that. No,
we'd sit there and we'd shoot that. We put that thing, Buds and I put that thing on 90 miles an hour. And they get to where you kick it end over end, but you could also adjust the tires to where it spirals. You shoot that sucker 90 miles an hour trying to take ball boys out.
That's the famous mid-cycle shot of you standing there with
we were laughing.
You and Bledsoe.
Killing ball boys.
Oh, Zoe was, right at the peak of one of his roid cycles.
Yeah.
He's all lean and tan and defined and cut.
Pop that one on my back.
Those were the days, huh? Just getting pissed off at everything.
What are we going to do? Just listen to some Guns N' Roses, go run squirrels over.
Yeah. Livers screaming for
mercy.
I'm
looking at it right now. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good with the short
cut. It's like Top Gun, man. Playing with the boys.
With your belly button exposed. You could add a belly button ring.
I was like sitting there. I said, cut all our sleeves off. Let's go mid-stomach.
Yeah.
Never know who's going to be at practice.
Look at you, too.
Yeah. You can fire up Kenny Loggins playing with the boys here. Just watch that on a loop.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Six 617-779-0985. Let's go back to your calls. Butters has been waiting. He's in Andover. Thank you, Butters.
Fellas, how are you? I have been waiting, and my call is about SUNY Michelle. And I'm gonna lie, guys. My 51-minute call log, he's been cleared from his MRI. So I'll change up my call a little bit to Gronkowski and what you guys think about his injury.
Okay.
And the last thing I have for you guys is the Patriots' defense. Can Tom Brady continue to throw up his age and points, and do they win?
Yes.
Buffalo Bills scare me a little bit.
Oh, stop it. No, they don't. No, they don't. You don't mean that, Butters. Is this Blair in Maine, or is this Butters in Andover?
I think it's a prank call.
Come on.
Prank call.
Not at all, fellas. My good friend is a
disguising your voice.
I hear about him quite a bit. I think they're a dangerous team.
What do you hear about him?
All right, what were your thoughts on Gronkowski? What are the thoughts there?
My thoughts on Gronkowski is that he's just a decoy out there. They threw to him, twice the other day, last weekend against Kansas City. Yeah, he made some good plays, but now he's hurt again.
Okay, decoy is the wrong word. He wasn't a decoy.
What's interesting,
He was commanding coverage, and they couldn't feed him the ball until late. He wasn't getting open, but that didn't mean he was a decoy.
There's a couple things going back to Kansas City that I want to touch on real quick. So he was quick postgame. He was supposed to go to the podium. He didn't go to the podium. But he did a quick little interview in the locker room, and it was kind of ho-hum after the win. Not like crazy loopy Rob after a big win. And he went up to Brady post-game and thanked him for trusting him and coming to him in a clutch situation. Brady goes, what are you kidding me? Forever. All the time, man. Like, why would he go out of his way to thank Brady to coming to him when the game meant it's most? Like on that one.
I don't know.
If he's not right, and a lot of people think he's not right, something doesn't look 100% right. Maybe this back thing was bugging him for a while. And there's that sort of stiffness there where you started to see flashes when he swapped Parker, right? The safety and swatted him out of the way. He made a great catch down that right seam, late in the game, laid out for it, into what Hardy said. And that's kind of how he hurt his back laying out, before when he got whacked in the Jets game. Sometimes you hurt your back. You don't have to land on your back to hurt your back.
No, you don't have
to. You almost hurt yourself more if you land on your hip or you land flat on your face.
Who knows? It's a weird thing. It's a chronic thing. He's been dealing with it since college.
The guy's got issues with the back.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I don't know what else to think about it there, Butters. It's going to be something he's always going to have to deal with. When you have back issues, like Tiger Woods has back issues, every once in a while they're going to creep up. You're not going to be the same player to her. But then you get healthy, and then you feel good. Then maybe you fool yourself. I don't know. I just know it's a grind. The guy's been blocking. He's been playing. He needs to play to hit incentives. And it probably hurt him to sit this one out. This thing, I think they thought he had a chance to play Saturday morning. And until Saturday morning, you know, doctor's telling him he's out. You're out. You know, you get overruled as a coach. He's not healthy. Wasn't healthy to go Saturday morning. He had to come up with a whole new game plan.
Mabel's in the car. Mabel.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Ready to start firing people or what?
All right. Can we just, I'm just going to say this. Okay. Snap infraction. Regardless of the fact that the penalty was incorrect, NFL Network showed it last night. They showed the play before the field goal where La Ducere, I think that's how you pronounce his name, held the ball. What he did was the ball was on the ground. He leaned it forward and leaned it back.
Yeah, snap infraction.
And then they showed the field goal. And then they showed the last field goal where it was called a snap infraction. Now, the definition, correct me if I'm wrong, of a snap infraction is the ball was literally picked up. So if they showed the field goal before, and he moved the ball forward and back, and then
Mabel necessarily does not have to be picked up.
Wait a minute.
It could be a little twitch in his elbow. You know, those are.
He did this thing. Okay, but he did the same thing. They highlighted it. Okay, the play, the field goal before, they showed what he did. He literally leaned the ball forward and back. He did the same motion that last play. So if it's a snap infraction, if he did indeed do a snap infraction, why wasn't it called the play before? But regardless of the fact, nobody would have known if it wasn't called. It would have been a 42-yard field goal, you know, and who knows whether he was going to make it or not. But
you lost that game long before that.
Well, no, I understand that. I mean,
bad plays by Dak. Yeah, I mean, come on. You got to protect the football. Go ahead.
No, I get it. I get it. And here's my other question, which I already know the answer to. Clock management. That's Jason Garrett's job. Is that correct?
100%.
He's the one that is in charge of it.
Yeah.
So
yesterday, the Bears game, I'm not blaming Trubisky. I'm blaming the sideline. That's on Nagy.
Okay. So, like, a minute and a half, he had, maybe it was a minute and a half, I think we had, the ball, and he ran two plays and clocked off 15 or 20 seconds. Like, what? I don't understand it. What?
Okay, Mabel. That's enough to talk about this. Let's talk about the snap infraction.
Good football stuff, though.
What?
See, I mean, here's
the break down the whole Cowboys game.
No, but she's gotten a lot better with her football calls. Hey, we're just, from the beginning.
Well, that's for Hardy. I never thought she was bad to begin with. That's Hardy that doesn't like
terrible
her.
To begin with.
Here's my thought
she's
on the snap
player on the team.
Just because you say, oh, they showed the play before and it didn't get called. You know what could have happened there? This is regardless of whether you think it was the right call or wrong call. Someone on the opposing team, in this case, the Washington Redskins, said, hey, ref, do me a favor.
Watch him move.
Next time these guys line up for a kick, watch the center. Watch how he's moving the ball.
Here's the problem.
And then you get a call to the next play. How many, you know the Patriots have done this.
Yeah.
Go back and watch the behind-the-scenes footage from the Super Bowl against the Falcons when they're tipping off the ref. Hey, ref, do me a favor. Look for this the next time.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they get the holding call.
This guy holds on a left
side. So that's not a good defense of it being called. I look at it, and I think, you know why I think it got called? Because he was moving his arms. It wasn't just repositioning the ball in his hands.
You have to.
What? His elbows are both moving.
You have to allow for the guy to grab the football. Here's the problem.
Is it subtle? Yes.
Yeah,
does it usually have to be a lot more?
You got
to
find the strings, man. You got to move the ball while it's on the ground.
Does it usually have to be a lot more abrupt and quick and noticeable of a movement for it to get called?
Got
to
be fluent.
Typically, yes. But both of his arms are moving as he's, as he says, just getting a better grip on the ball.
It's the locking of the elbow.
One of the hands wasn't even on the ball.
It's snap infraction. That's a snap infraction.
So I don't think it's the worst call ever.
Could be a
head
call.
And
who
knows those rules and what they can get away with and what they're allowed to better than the guy snapping the ball? Nobody. Nobody has a better understanding of that.
It's all gamesmanship. And that's why some of these guys like the Aussies kid can play that many years in the league because you're damn good at doing that stuff. Oh. You got to be so nonchalant about it. You could get guys to jump. I've played with guys where you'd give a call, like you know you're going to sit. We're going to say we're going hard count here. And someone's going to yell. You go say, "Ah!"
Louis
got
to
get somebody to jump.
Patriots second guess. What do you got, Louis?
Like, I don't know what you thought of. It was like 8 minutes to go in the game. You're up 14 points. You're at the 30-yard line. You're going in, and he decides to throw the ball.
Yep. Why not kick a field goal? Is his question there? That's the second guess. Why not try for field goal instead of punting it away when Ryan Allen punted it through the end zone, ended up being a touchback late
in the game? He's talking about Brady throwing it out in the flat. 14-point lead. Edelman gets the ball on this side of the 50. Brady feels pressure, throws the ball in the flat to Devlin, ends up getting picked.
Is that what he was talking about?
That's what he's talking about.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the field goal.
Yeah, that was with 8 minutes left. I said, this is where you got to put this game away, 14-point lead. You get great field position, and you allow them to get back in the game, to even have an attempt. That awful team.
The second guess on the other one
would
be.
That was an awful throw.
To now, why don't we talk about the other?
As bad as it gets.
The other situation, second guess to me is not why not kick the field goal. It's now why didn't you take the delay of game? Why'd you use a timeout? Why not take the delay of game, back him up 5 yards, and Ryan Allen, if he's five more yards back, he has an easier time trying to pin him down deep.
And he's really good at that pooch stuff, and he boomed it right in the end zone. I didn't know what the heck was going on there. Yeah, that one's on Allen. Or else he's trying to directional kick, and he ends up kicking the end zone instead out of bounds. He's probably trying to go directional, and that thing stayed in bounds more.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Mm.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
sweet. All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the team that's in the World Series, the Boston Red Sox.
Hey, Zo, I'm going to have you go first here in the takeaways, sure. But first I'd like to give people a little update here. Mike Giardi, 34 seconds ago, tweeted this. Gronk suffered from painful back spasms on Friday. A considerable amount of time was focused on alleviating those issues into Saturday. Team source believes it's a short-term thing. At Buffalo Monday is in play, but given his history, worth monitoring going forward. So Buffalo doesn't sound like a sure thing. It's in play.
Hardy could have wrote that.
What are you talking about?
I mean, that's kind of what we said. Like he
that is not what we said.
It's something you're going to always have to deal with.
We speculated. We did not say that he had painful back spasms on Friday. Now we know exactly what it is. It was not an injury that he suffered. He suffered from having back spasms.
Back locked up. Spasms.
With back issues can have.
Yeah, the reason he wasn't ruled out is because they were working to alleviate the back issues on Saturday.
And they were still holding out hope on Saturday that they could get him to Chicago to play.
They didn't know until 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday they weren't going to have him.
No, that's good stuff from Giardi. I thought I heard somebody say back locked up.
Here's the problem with Zoe.
At some point.
Zoe knows things that he can't exactly reveal at times. And then so when someone else gets it on the level and is able to report it, he like...
Good job, Giardi.
Yeah, nothing there. I didn't know. Well, the rest of the world didn't know it, and you weren't saying it exactly the way he reported it. So give the guy, cut him some slack.
And sometimes
Giardi doesn't get to go to the game on the team plane.
Sometimes we all see things, but you can't really... Say what you see because it may not necessarily add to the story. There's no new information there. Say if someone were to see Rob Gronkowski, maybe yesterday. I'm like, all right.
What? Well, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying if someone saw him yesterday.
Did you see Rob Gronkowski yesterday?
I didn't say that I did. But I said if I did.
Did you see somebody look like him?
If I did, you wouldn't be able to say it.
I would have been able to say it had I been able to add to the story. But did anyone think he was immobilized?
I get what you're saying, but just seeing him doesn't give you any information.
Just seeing him walking, maybe.
I saw him stop and shop.
You know, hypothetically,
so
into Gillette Stadium yesterday.
How was your end up at stop and shop?
Does that give you more information?
Yeah, sure.
Are you going first? Are you going first?
We all do. His house got broken into. It's public knowledge now.
I just forgot that Jim was at this game, this Baltimore Raven game down in Baltimore. Jim drove down 8 hours in the morning and drove back 8 hours after the game. Only Jim Louth would do that because they had the van and they had the bed in the back of the van. So Jim went down to see his favorite team, the Patriots.
Couch, not the bed. Couch.
Time. 4 o'clock game, Jim?
It was a van. It had a mattress in the back.
Saw my main man, playmaker, make a play, Larry Wiggum, blocked the punt, and Teddy Bruschi pick it up and walking in for a touchdown.
I don't remember what time the game was. It was early in the morning we left.
It was 1 o'clock game,
you would have had
to. It was a day game.
And leave it like 4 a.m.
I'll never forget it. Testaverde. I'm like, wow, he's big. Weirdo. I think the Ravens are looking all black.
Standing about 4 yards deep in the end zone, Greg Montgomery to punt away. Back at the 43 for the Patriots is Meggett. The snap is on the money. It's blocked. Blocked by the Patriots by Larry Wiggum. Picked up and run in for a touchdown by Teddy Bruschi. Larry Wiggum blocked the punt, and Teddy Bruschi picked it up on a bounce at the 5-yard line, ran into the end zone for a touchdown.
Original Wiggy making a play. Playmaker making a play.
See, there's a couple of radio guys that tell you exactly what happened, who the involved players are, how it went down, where the ball was scooped up, as opposed to maybe some of the sounds of Sunday stuff that we heard today or hear every week where it's like, oh, it belonged to him! It belonged to him!
Or Doug.
Oh!
Doug from Cleveland who gave you the, yeah.
He missed it.
Yeah.
He missed it.
Yeah.
He missed it.
Hardy, we only have time for one more, so we're going to go to Jack and Canton or Bird.
Zoe doing Bird. Bird tweeted out earlier, is trying to explain what was going on with Chris Sale and why this was not an anomaly, but we had Zoe read it in Bird's voice. Well, I'm glad you brought up what he did in Chicago because...
Which I supported, by the way.
Our Fenway Park insider, Bird, who also, yeah. I believe he works on the Toucher and Rich show, but he's mostly known for his insight as to what goes on at Fenway Park.
High-ranking security official there.
He tweeted the show and me. Guys! Exclamation point. Can anybody do a Bird voice? I've never tried
to do a Bird. What's going on?
Yeah.
Guys, wow, that's a good one.
You want to do it?
I was like, I'm my back turned to the field all the time, so I didn't see the one guy that ran out of the field.
You want to read this?
What is it?
An email or a tweet?
A tweet from Bird.
Sure.
What's that?
He just did the Bird voice.
Yeah, pull it up for him. Yeah. Okay. Hey, guys, Chris Hill has a dry sense of humor. Like, I was standing outside the clubhouse with him. He did the same thing in Chicago. He had a foot injury, and he said he had a roundhouse. He kicked a burglar. It was in his home coming in to rob him. And Google it. It's out there. It's out there on the internet. It's the same thing that as the belly ring thing. Relax, boys. Okay. Everett
raised.
Absolutely
Everett
brilliant.
Educated.
One and only Bird.
Absolutely brilliant. Love that.
Love it, Zoe. Yeah, good job.
It's kind of like my Lorne Michaels moment. I just identified Zoe as the guy to play that part. We're putting together the sketches for this week.
Yeah, Zoe, that's exactly
you're
going to
play
was.
The part of Bird.
I just hear too much of him.
Good work. Hey, tomorrow we're at Gillette.
Yes.
Be there all day. Four hours.
Get you ready for a Red
Sox. In the closet.
Yeah.
Getting ready for game one of the World Series.
Be back at Warrior this week? Later
yeah,
this
Thursday.
Thursday. Nice.
Okay. Can't wait. Love it there.
Good. All right.
Like it.
Tomorrow we'll have Billy Jaffe at 10:50. Talk some Bruins
Hello,
with him.
Guys.
Yeah, but we
Talk
will be
Bruins?
Heavy on Red Sox Dodgers tomorrow. You know, there's some reasons to hate this Dodgers team. We're going to point them all out for you.
Good.
Get you ready for game one. All right. Dogger Mass coming your way next.
Would you think it'd be longer or shorter to drive from Houston to Jacksonville? I would think more than 12
longer.
Hours.
I would think longer.
So, all right.
Houston's a big state.
Okay.